Hi, MWTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I'm John Gann, and I am the creator of the DC Drive-In at the Union Market.
Which has become an annual tradition now. It relaunches again for another awesome year, Friday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us, John.
Thanks for having me. Love talking about the Drive-In.
Of course. By the way, start with that in general. The rebirth of the Drive-In, I think, is one of the coolest things of the entire pandemic. There have been a bunch popping up around the area, and I just think it's so cool that this vestige of the past has you know, societal forces and force majeure has willed this dinosaur back into living. But you know what? You were in on the ground floor of this, sir. For a while, you're the only one in D.C., so talk about that, how you sort of did it. You were ahead of the curve.
Well, yeah. So this is our ninth year actually at Union Market. We are now the oldest continually running drive-in movie theater in the district. I started it 9 years ago because the market had just opened and they had a great white wall. And I thought this is a great place to show movies. And so the event was born. We are very lucky that last year, after lockdown and people, you know, were restricted on what they could do, that we could do a drive-in. And so we continued it last year throughout the entire summer. And we're happy to bring it back this year with six great movies throughout the summer.
Awesome. And I know that yesterday was a big day in terms of DC, you know, the restrictions lifting for what you're allowed to do. So explain, if our listeners show up, how things are a little bit more opened up.
Yeah, sure. So last year we were obviously restricted to the number of cars we could have because they had to be parked kind of distant from one another, and we had no picnickers. This year, we can have a full lot of 175 cars. And for those on foot, they can pack their chairs and blankets and set up to see the films, as long as they are, you know, distant from one another. So it'd be great. We're going to have full crowds again this year, and it'd be fantastic under the stars.
And what does it cost? Is it per car, per person? What do we got?
The drive-in is $20 for a parking space. It's free to just show up in with your picnic blanket and watch the film. That's fine too. And we will sell out. We always sell out. So if you're going to buy a parking space, I recommend you do so online early at unionmarketdc.com.
And is there a limit, you know, a maximum of how many people you can fit per car? Is it like per seatbelt, or how does that work?
No, if you have a clown car and can fit 30 people in your car, then good for you.
Yeah, a bunch of clowns watching Inside Out. Yeah. Cool. Talk about what other sort of amenities might be there. Like, is there food and drinks and concessions and stuff like that on site, or do you have to bring your own?
Yeah, well, the benefit of having it at the Union Market District is you have all those restaurants and stores right at your fingertips. They're right there, easy walking distance. The market is open at least through the beginning of the film. There's a bunch of new great restaurants, including a new Ethiopian place, a new Thai street food place. You can get burgers, you can get ice cream, you can get everything you want. And you can even order from your car. We provide a QR code if you don't want to get out of your car. So you can just order from your car and then you go inside and pick it up. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible. But yeah, lots, dozens of places, local and regional and international foods.
Awesome. Drill down on that a little bit for me too, so I can get a nice juicy sound bite. Like I see on the website, you know, it says Egyptian favorites by Fava Pot. Is that how you say it? Fava Pot.
Fava Pot, yeah.
By the Creamery, Night Market Noodles by Samtam, like Lucky Buns, burgers. I don't know if you have the list in front of you, but run through that real quick.
So I can just read that off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the great thing about the market is so many types of food. It's right there within walking distance. There's a new Egyptian place called Fava Pot. There's a new Thai street food place called Somtam. There's a great local creamery called the Creamery that makes the most delicious ice cream. There's burgers from Lucky Buns. There's sandwiches from Buffalo and Bergen. There's so many different places. It would be fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. And then what do you recommend in terms of what time people should show up? Because I feel like that is always an issue at drive-ins around the area. People, you know, are like, well, it said 7:30, but I wasn't sure that was when the movie started, if I was supposed to get there. You know, what do you recommend? Give them the official walkthrough.
So on the ticketing website, we have a bunch of times listed, including the time the parking lot opens and the time the parking lot closes. We can't let anyone in after the parking lot closes, which is usually about 10 minutes before the film actually begins. We recommend you come as close to when the lot opens. That gives you the best parking spaces available, and also gives you plenty of time to enjoy the great food inside the market.
Awesome. All right. Well, without further ado, run through the movie lineup for me. You kick it off with a great Pixar movie.
Yes, we have six great movies this year. We start off with Inside Out, one of my favorite Pixar Disney movies. Then June, we celebrate Pride Month with The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, always a classic. In July, a great new DC movie, Wonder Woman 1984. In August, we go to Sister Act, which is a crowd favorite. In September, we're doing Crazy Rich Asians, which has one of the best wedding scenes of all time. And then in October, we're showing a brand new movie, Cruella, the new live action movie that opens this summer, about the Cruella de Vil, the villain from 101 Dalmatians.
So how did you actually get the rights to a brand new movie? You know, a lot of drive-ins are sort of a retro programmed, you know, with classics, which, I mean, yours as well. Most of them are, you know, existing classic movies, but how do you reach out and get the licensing for something new like Cruella?
I have no idea. I think that Swank is, I think the distributor's making it available quickly after the opening. Cause I think it doesn't open in June.
Well, I'll look it up right now while we're on here because
I thought it was opening theatrically in June. So by October, it would have been closed.
Let's see. May 28th.
Yeah. So
All right. Yeah.
We'll be done with it theatrical by then.
That's not till October. So all right. Gotcha.
I was surprised too, but that's good.
Yeah. All right. So just to remind everybody, so it's the first Friday of every month. So it's really spaced out from May all the way through October. Like this is a whole summer, even into the fall experience.
Correct. Yeah. First Friday of the month. So it's easy to remember. Always a fantastic movie. Always family appropriate. Always a lot of fun.
And remind people when they get there how it's, you know, transmitted through their FM radio.
Yeah. So all the sound is provided to the cars through FM radio. We broadcast on a low watt signal. If you're a picnicker, we have some small speakers in front so you can hear the film. And of course, all movies are always open captioned for people who want to read it along.